You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Tuesday, 12th day of June, 2018, post-summit euphoria or gloom in the air. So today's, you know, some days you have to generate, you know, subject matter. Not today. You don't have to. So if you haven't watched the press conference that the president did, you should watch that. Quintessentially Donald Trump, right? Mixture of self-adulation, verbose statements and fact. All right, so you get a mix of all three. So it's something for everybody in the mix. But you know, after watching the press conference and reflecting on where we were a year ago, I have a couple thoughts in my head. First one is a personal thought as a parent. A year ago, said goodbye to my youngest son, lieutenant, second lieutenant, motivator, rifle platoon commander, headed out to the Pacific amidst all that shit. The nuclear tests that were going on, and, you know, I'd be lying if the thought didn't go through my head that, you know, I hope I see him again, you know, and sat down and you have serious talks with your kid that you probably didn't think you'd ever have in your life. You know, things like, hey, if something happens, you know, and we go to war, don't worry about getting killed. It's out of your hands. Do your job. If there's something out there with your name on it, there's nothing you can do. So just put it out of your, you know, I know this sounds stupid, just put it out of your head. Do your job. And everything else takes care of itself. You know, and it's not a normal conversation. Or at least maybe it is. In this tribe, it's not an abnormal conversation. If your kid heading off to war and you want to somehow or other ease that burden a little bit or make it heavier, I'm not exactly sure on, you know. And so, you know, that's what we were doing a year ago. So, no matter you know, what comes out, you know, what the 24/7 news beast will produce, not only today, but in the course of the coming weeks. It's a bit different narrative going forward than we had a year ago. And that's a good thing, right? It's a good thing. So, again, it's the post-summit euphoria or the post-summit doom, whichever you prefer, depending on which news channel, you know, you turn on. But, so I just, you know, I was reflecting personally, on it about, you know, just, geez, it's a better discussion than we were having a year ago when, you know, when you said goodbye to your kid and hoped you'd see him again. Not sure if we would actually, if we were going to war, and would we go, what would the next 6 or 7 months bring? You know, and so, anyway. That was my first thought. The second thought was, you know, a friend of mine, John Kelly, in the room. I thought, man, that must have been cool as hell. He was quoted last week as saying the White House is a miserable place to work, and I could only you can only imagine, right? Just the shit we see on a daily basis. Ugh, right? Have to be in the middle of that. To deal with all the leaks that are coming from your staff and all the different shit storms that start. And what about the shit storms that we don't even find out about? Yeah. Those must be good ones, huh? Yeah, I agree. So, you know, second thought was, you know, geez, I wonder what that's like sitting in there. And Kelly is, I mean, he has an incredible love of history and sitting, you know, sitting there as you know, history gets made. And so at some point, it'll be very interesting to talk to him about that. And we will, no doubt in my head. My third thought was, if I would have asked you, okay, if we put this team together, are we more likely to have a war or have a breakthrough in peace? What would you say? And you say, okay, tell me your team. And I say, okay. At defense, you're going to have Mattis. Okay. As Secretary of State, you're going to have Pompeo. Pompeo? Okay. Well, there's two conservative, not afraid to go to war kind of guys. Okay. At NSA, you're going to have John Bolton. Then I think after that, what I would have been asked was, okay, I can answer the question. You don't need to go any further. I can answer the question. And hold on. Let's see. As the White House Chief of Staff, you have a former Marine four-star general. Okay, if I put that team together, do you think relative to Korea, we're more likely to go to war or we're more likely to have some other outcome, peaceful outcome? What would you say the answer would be? Right? Yeah, exactly. I think the answer very quickly would be, I would say we'd probably be more likely to have a war. So it's interesting. It's interesting. And we talk in this program about the way to assure you don't fight wars is peace through strength. And I hope, so that was my third thought, was when you assemble these guys, right, and you say, okay, what do you think is going to happen? We go to war. That's right. We go into war. So, interesting. Interesting. The next thing I thought about was the implications for this. So Iran's watching, right? What do you think the Iranians said to each other, small group, high-level Iranian government officials, in the on the political side, right? They watch this. They get done watching. They look at each other and say, what? This isn't good for us. Because if the Americans have success doing what they did to North Korea and getting it to come to a peaceful outcome, then there's implications in there for us. Well, what do you think those implications would be? And we're going to talk about some of that stuff today. But so if I'm an Iranian, they think they won. They will do the exact same thing to us. Okay? They will do the exact same thing to us. And so, okay, well, what about Europe? We're trying to wedge America and Europe. What do you think? Well, the Europeans aren't stupid. They saw this too. Yeah, and your point? Well, my point would be the Europeans saw that what the Americans are saying actually worked. Strength, right? And they stood in solidarity with both Japan and South Korea, presented a united front, and pushed hard. And it is the first step towards possibly rendering inert something that has been a boil in the Pacific Rim's ass for a long time. So to me, there's implications for Iran. And then there's some of the fallout that you're already hearing is, oh, well, you know, the devil is in the details. And the words permanent and, what was the other word? Permanent and non-reversible were not in the document that they signed. Okay. But Mike Pompeo and John Bolton arguably might be one of the most qualified people to deal with this, given his background, in terms of nuclear disarmament. Inspections, yada, yada, yada. So, okay, so those guys are going to be a part of that. Do you feel better or worse? Bolton's going to be part of it, yeah. Okay, I feel better. All right, so granted, first step, and for veterans out there, you know, it's no small concession that we will be allowed as a nation to recover our war dead that are still interred in North Korea and bring them home and receive them as a grateful nation and to honor them. That's not a small thing. That happened. So anyway, but again, a first step. So we'll talk about we'll get people's thoughts today. Be interesting. Be interesting, I think. But yeah, my thoughts are about five of them. One, very personally. A year ago, much different narrative. You know, ICBMs being fired towards the United States, over Japan, the threat of one being fired over Guam. Do you remember the test that they did in Hawaii that didn't go out as a test, right? Remember that whole fiasco? So that was the narrative that last summer, and a little bit different narrative now. So, and again, first up. So interesting, but if you put that team together, what do you think you would have? War or peace? And I think most people would say, we're likely to have a war. That's all very interesting. I guess the question that we'll find out by action is he serious about converting his nation from what's been a state that has never got past the conflict? And so if you turn the tables and you're from North Korea and you say, we have the Americans just on the other side of the DMZ and they hate our guts. And the way you're going to stay in power and solidify your grip on the nation as a dictator is you're going to constantly beat that drum. We are at war. They will come. And you create that mentality in your population. That's how the franchise continues to sustain itself. When you look across the border, what do you see? You see this threat. So, anyway, and I think there's different, we talked about it yesterday, the conventional piece to this is not, is significant too. You know, if you want us, you know, the nuclear piece is first, and then the conventional piece has to be second, because you assembled, North Korea, you assembled a conventional force that could strike one of the largest cities in the world, Seoul, with the power of a nuclear strike. Okay, so we still have to deal with that issue as well. So if we're all going to back away and relax, then we all have to back away, and that threat has to be removed as well. Interesting press conference. If you haven't watched it, it's about it's over an hour. I think close to about an hour and 10 minutes. I'd recommend that you do so. And again, it's Donald Trump in his own unique way. You know, the other thing, you know, this whole dust up with the Canadians and all that, I think he does that and he doesn't even think about it. Right? He fights with people all the time. And, you know, then he turns around and says, hey, look, I have a good relationship with so-and-so. I just didn't like this. And I let him have it because of it. And so I think if you watch the way he does it, he just lets him have it. And that's the way he operates. Whereas the other thing I would say is that I find it interesting, and then there's the whole question of the human rights piece. So if I asked you what was more important a year ago, and I made you rank them, human rights, his nuclear weapons, what do we need to get off the table first? I think it's pretty clear, right? We need to deal with his nuclear weapons. You know, the United States can't dictate how every nation on the planet operates. In fact, I would tell you this. We have a relationship with the Russians. That's a pretty corrupt, bad country. We have a relationship with the Chinese. They have camps now that re-educate Muslims. The Chinese do some bad stuff. And we could go around the world and talk about all the nations that we have relationships with that do terrible things. But I think the United States likes to, you know, we like to, are we the crusaders? Or do we believe in real politics? We have to do defense and we have to do economics, human rights is down the list. Okay? But you can't really say that in public, right? You know, Otto Warmbier comes up in the press conference. Otto Warmbier is a tragedy. Absolutely no doubt. It's in the treatment that people get in North Korea, especially in their gulag system, horrible. Is it more significant, though? Should it impact denuclearization discussions? Not a bit. Not a bit. Not a bit. And so, you know, life's rough, man. Life's rough. And if you're going to do good things, you know, you can't be all things to all people. Stalin wasn't exactly the greatest guy, but he was our partner fighting Hitler, so, you know, what the hell? He then ate up half of Europe for, what, 60 years? 50 years? Yeah, how about that? But that was, we did that dance. We did that dance. You know, we did China its single greatest favor anybody's ever done to it by allowing it into the World Trade Organization with George Herbert Walker Sr., that would be the elder Bush, his hope that as China was more fully integrated into the West, that it would change them. Well, quite the opposite has happened. China has used the World Trade Organization and its inclusion in it and its special status in it to continues to today as a means of destabilizing other nations. And spreading the gospel of economic extortion around the world. So, again, you hear those questions at press conferences, and it's almost like, you know, how could you? This guy is so evil. Yeah, I got it. But I've got to do business with him. Pollyanna. You know, and I feel I should do the hummingbird voice right now, but it's the subject's too serious. I wouldn't even goof on it. So, eye on the prize, man. Eye on the prize. What is the prize? Affecting his nuclear stance and his ability to reach out and touch South Korea, Japan, Hawaii, Guam, the mainland United States, Canada, all of that, and all of Europe. That's a bigger prize, and you have to get to that. So, maybe we saw history yesterday, or the first step in the making of history. So, let me tell you what we're going to do. In order today. Tom Droughty's going to join us, Brigadier General of the United States Marine Corps. So we'll get Tom's thoughts on what's going on. I'll ask him some of these questions. And then Grant Newsham's going to join us at about. So Tom will join us in 7 minutes. Grant will join us in 37 minutes. And we'll get Grant's thoughts on what he saw last night. If he was underwhelmed, if he was surprised at the, again, the language in the document they signed calls for complete denuclearization. Okay? So, we'll see. I guess we'll see what that means. But again, based on the 90-plus days of work that the Secretary of State put in, I don't believe, in my heart of hearts, I don't believe there's any daylight between what we mean is denuclearization and what they understand it to be. Now, they may not ultimately at the end of the day, right? They may change their mind. We talked about that yesterday, right? New administration, blah, 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 blah. Maybe something else happens. But as a first step. So after Grant comes on, we'll talk to the gunner. Get Mike's thoughts on it. So, or maybe he wants to talk about something else. Anyway, good morning to you. Thanks for making All Marine Radio part of your Tuesday. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. I don't know that I've ever done this before. This is dedicated to the President of the United States on behalf of the soldiers, the Marines, sailors, and airmen whose bodies are currently interred in North Korea on behalf of their families, and with the hope that North Korea rapidly begins to allow us to go in and recover the remains of our heroes. So, dedicated to the President of the United States, the Secretary of State. Well done, boys.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it, and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You gotta win.
I don't know if yesterday was winning. Right? But, you know, it's nice to have some positive news every once in a while, isn't it? Does it always have to be negative? Kind of weird. Anyway. Mostly cloudy, 67 in Quantico. Completely cloudy in 72 at Camp Lejeune. Partly cloudy in 86 already in Granbury, Texas. Yikes. What do you think if it's 86 right now in Texas? at 9:30 in the morning, what, add another 20 degrees? Got to be 100. Yeah, looking for a high of 100 today. Granbury, Texas. Big Timber, Montana, sunny and 53. 29 Palms, sunny and 80. Camp Pendleton, clouds and 60. Okinawa has cooled off a little bit. Dark, cloudy and 76. Marja, 105 right now, late in the day.
Yo!
That's right. Yeah, late afternoon. As the sun gets ready to fall, it's cooled off. 115 was the forecasted high for the today. And that's pretty, like, that's okay. Once you cross 120, yeah. That's hot. Currently, fair skies, 64 degrees. Looking for a high of 79 today here in Southern California. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Tom Droughty, retired United States Marine Corps Brigadier General, will join us. We'll ask him, what did he think? So, whatever you do, stay in your seats. No going to the bathroom. Just sit there. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on a Tuesday.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.